Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. In the last few episodes of The Mysteries of Life, we have been discussing about karma and its true nature. We discussed about the ways in which it affects our human existence and the way in which it ultimately leads us to salvation. We also enumerated briefly on the differences that separate the soul from the spirit, and the ways in which the human spirit is always tied to its physical existence. Today, we are going to go one step ahead and learn of the ways in which our karma truly shapes our present tense. We are going to discuss the ways in which our karma truly defines our life. Today, we are going to discuss about fate. When the word fate falls on our ears, the very first thing that we think of is the ways in which we have always referred to it at nearly every crucial point in our lives. We always lament our fates whenever we think that life deals us a cold hand. We always tend to blame our fate when we think that life has been unfair to us. But for once, has anyone ever bothered to even stop and think about fate? Has anyone ever thought of what it could truly be? Hardly ever, I think so. We often think of fate as a mysterious entity, the X factor that has a major role to play in each and every incident that occurs in our life. Point of the matter is that we never ever try to introspect and discover the reason as to why the things that happen to us happen in the first place. Seriously, guys, you tell me, how often have you truly looked at yourself in the mirror and asked yourself this question? How often have you truly asked yourself the reason as to why you so suffer in life? We often tend to brush off that question, for somewhere deep within our hearts, we know the answer all too well. We, of our own accord, are the only beings responsible for all the occurrences that happen in our life. We alone are the bearers of our karma, be it good or bad. Whatever we get in life, we do so because we are entitled to get it. That is fate, and that, my friends, is not a mystery. When I say that whatever we get in life, we are always entitled to get it, it does not mean that I am advocating thanklessness or ingratitude. People often think that they are always entitled to get all the good things in life. Why, well, I should get the good stuff. Why? Hell, because I've earned it. But when it comes to the point where we need to pay for our sins, we see that people hardly ever welcome that prospect with the same amount of enthusiasm. Why this hypocrisy? Why be unfair to your sins? They're as much a part of you as are your good deeds. Your vices are as much a part of you as are your virtues. That level of acceptance and that level of understanding is essentially something that brings us closer to understanding and demystifying fate. So in the end, we come to the question at hand. What is fate, and what role does it necessarily play in our lives? Well guys, to tell you the truth, fate is nothing but the complete integration of all our karma. It is the complete reference guide to all our acts of the past. Our present is necessarily mapped to this guide. The things that we are born with, the choices that are already made for us, the things that we can never ever change in our lives, those are the outcome of fate. Fate essentially provides us with a platform in the present, a platform upon which we can build our future, a platform upon which we can build our destiny. Fate is indeed a beautiful thing in itself. when it brings to you all the pain that comes from your own acts of the past, it also brings to you the gifts that you have earned there. People often say that knowledge never goes to waste, that once you learn a thing, it stays with you forever. Such is the power of realization, that through realizing your own fate, through realizing your own past, you can indeed uncover the many gifts of knowledge that lie hidden in the annals of history. Such cognizance and such deep realization is only possible with the grace of God and Guru. May God bless us all. That is the only thing that we can ask of Him. Bye-bye, guys. Take care.